No, it's mosquito hope with us.
North Georgia is a snake doctor, and they swear that wherever you see one, there's a snake. And insects that build a nest out of mud, and people say that's a sting.
Well, I believe the wren built one out of.
There's an insect, not a bird.
Oh, an insect. Wasp nest, dirt dauber.
Dirt dauber, that's the type that does not sting, right?
A dirt dauber, yes. He's one built out of dirt.
And the nuts that ripen underground, you get a lot of them around here.
Peanuts.
Peanuts?
Well, I'll tell you about that now. That has been a ground pea and pender, but it's peanuts now. It's very, very seldom you ain't anybody mention pender or goober. Ground peas.
Once in a while I see some fertilizer advertised good for goobers.
Yeah, goober special or something
goober
like
special.
That. But it's very seldom you get used it.
And troopers, you ever use that?
We have had troopers in this country, but we don't have none
anymore. And the boy is similar in appearance to his father. Say his father's got big ears and he's got big ears. Say that boy
resembles his father. Favors.
And if the father has a bad temper and the boy has a bad temper, you say the boy.
He's a chip off the old block.
The old block. And in the old days, a woman who helped a childbirth, who wasn't a doctor,
called a granny woman.
Granny woman. And the city person comes to the country, tries to put on airs. What do the country people say about him when he's back?
Well, they used to say he had big head.
Big head? They're calling a slicker?
He puts on airs. They call him a slicker. We don't have much more of that anymore, you know. We get the old one people now.
Everybody's the same, yeah. A country person would go to town, though, in the old days. What would the city people?
They called him Reuben.
Reuben.
You
ever hear this term, Hoosier?
Yeah, that's what it used some.
It's interesting because the whole state of Indiana is called Hoosiers.
That word, Reuben, has always been. I don't know why they call them Reuben, but that.
It's interesting, too. We got Reuben sandwiches now. How do you normally refer to people whose skin is brown or black?
Color.
Color? Uh-huh. And if you're angry with them, what do you call them? What do people
call them? Niggers, you're talking about. They call them nigger. N-I-G-G-E-R, nigger. And that's a pretty common word with us. It's always been nigger. We didn't mean any harm by saying it, but it was just, it wasn't through madness or nothing like that, but we just always referred to them as niggers more. And they call each other niggers more.
And if you are mad at them, you would say you'd add something to the word nigger? Is that
no.
No good nigger?
Yeah, I might something like that. The niggers themselves, they call themselves niggers.
Yeah,
they don't call them niggers, they call them niggers.
Yes.
They walk up to groups, say, what you bunch of niggers doing? But if I was to walk up and say that, they wouldn't like it.
A Negro woman told me one time, niggers are no good. There's white niggers, and it sure is black niggers. And how do you refer to the white, the person, the member of your own rights?
The white person.
White person. And what's the most